Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years now, as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including A Clear Eye for Branding, Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief. Those are just a handful of all the different books he's written, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's the guy who likes to push our buttons and rattle our brains and get us thinking about things we might not have thought about before. And I always like to like it when Tom joins us, because we always get smarter. Tom, hey, sucker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you recently gave a presentation, a TED Talk, on why when people watch TED Talks, they don't change their behaviors, even though they watch the TED Talk that's about changing behaviors. But before you talk about that, everybody, you know, believe it or not, everybody listening hasn't watched a TED Talk. Most people, the average person out there has never watched a TED Talk. Go ahead. What do you think?
The average person, absolutely. I mean, we have this illusion because we watch it that everybody does what we do. That's how we see the world, through a lens of our own perception and our own activities and desires.
So tell them what a TED Talk is.
Well, a TED Talk is a short, entertaining, convincing, quote-unquote, presentation about a particular subject matter that the presenter is really fully engaged with and would like to see happen in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore's talk on climate change was a TED Talk.
Right.
There are TED Talks about technology, TED Talks about changing our education system, you know, how to improve your sex life. There's TED Talks about just about everything out there. They last between 5 minutes and 20 minutes.
Yeah. There are TED Talks in there, also something called TEDx Talks, right? Those are more democratized. They're smaller venues, right?
Yeah, well, I think the TED Talks are done at the annual TED event, so there's only...
Yeah.
A handful of those, and then
right.
What they've done is they've branded TED by calling it
regionally.
TEDx, which allows communities across the world to have their own meetings and talks in the TED
right.
in the TED format.
Right. And so you, Tom, you gave a TED Talk on TED Talks.
Well, yeah, I get it. I gave a TEDx talk on TED Talks, right?
But the point you made was that people who watch all these things to try to learn something and maybe improve their lives don't actually take the advice of the people they listen to. Are you surprised? Were you surprised about that?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't personally surprised about it. I'm surprised that they let me get up and talk about that. You know. if you look at some of these TED Talks, I mean, there are some in there with tens of millions of views.
Yeah,
and I know that those tens of millions of people aren't doing anything to affect that change that they saw in these talks. They might be spreading the video around,
right?
And that's the point I wanted to make, is that we've got this illusion that all we've got to do is get information out there to people and do it in an engaging mm-hmm. way, in an entertaining way, and people will change their behavior. And it's just not true at all.
Let me give you a corporate. Let me give you a business rubber meets the road example. When I talk to CEOs of corporations, major corporations, the biggest quandary, the biggest lament, the biggest thing that they have, the challenge that they have to deal with in their entire career, is getting their ideas that they develop at the top of the organizational chart out to be and to get that those functioning and executed at the last mile of their organization.
Yep.
So all the planning, all the collateral material, all the videos, all the compensation, all that stuff that they do to change the company's direction, so to speak, to add a new product or whatever, has getting the last person at the last mile to do that with the same enthusiasm that they had when they left the planning session when it was introduced to them. They can't get people to do that like they'd like.
No, it's the same.
It's diluted. It's diluted, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's the same with us with trying to motivate behavior change with customers and prospects in the marketplace, and that's because we don't understand how the human mind works. That's why I wrote that little book called The Business of Belief.
Yep.
So that when you understand how people form beliefs and how they make decisions, then you can influence how that happens. But right now, people are confused, and they think, and it's getting worse, Jim. I mean, you can tell by all the content being pumped out into the Internet, right? Everybody believes that they have this mental concept that the brain is like a computer.
Right.
And so if you have that concept, the natural extension is to say, okay, all we've got to do is feed it the right information, and then we can make it go where we want it to go.
Well, I believe that there's another thing going on with the Gen Ys. They came up, they were born into all this information, and they come into the marketplace believing, and it's not their fault, but because they're really smart kids, but they come into the marketplace believing that all they need is the content, that context is not valuable, only content is valuable.
Well, Jim, I mean, you and I know that context is what drives.
That's
everything.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Right. I mean, we don't discover meaning in the world. We're not out there looking at information trying to discover what everything means. We make meaning based on our values and our attitudes and our beliefs in our environment.
Is that what moves the dial? Is it values and beliefs? That's what moves the dial, isn't it? Not things or ideas?
Oh, absolutely. Well, see, we're not aware of it at all, but our identities are what drive our behavior changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's do I want to be a good father? You know, am I a good leader? What does it mean to be a great leader personally?
What are your core? What are your core values? Hold on to that thought.
You're not aware of it.
Give us your. And by the way, folks, why TED Talks don't change people's behavior? If you want to go to YouTube and YouTube.com and find that. Put in Tom Masucker. Why TED Talks don't change people's behavior, and watch that. We're going to come back and let Tom help us a little bit more with this after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.